one second for them.
Okay, well, we're going live, Chip. This is Claudia, your hostess at PureMomentum.com. Our purpose today and always is to build community of people helping people online, face-to-face, and with a worldwide book club, which we're leveraging the entire community of like-minded. And today's intention is to bring you someone that I have personally met at various Peak Potentials events, and this is Chip. Chip's background is he teaches people how to build networks. His company is Network to Net Worth, clearly states what he does for people and how he manages to know what is out there, provide resources for people to connect and leverage power, and truly professionals, people that can help you advance in your business, connections for you to connect with people. Chip, I'm delighted to have you on this call today. I know you will bring a lot of value. Do you want to let people know why you got started?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, by the way, for giving me an opportunity to come on and share about something I'm very passionate about. Where I got started is out of college I was recruited. I speak four languages. And out of college, I got recruited to work for an offshore hedge fund because of my Spanish and my Portuguese. And over a four-and-a-half-year period, went about building relationships with offshore banks and banks in various other countries. And I learned a whole set of skills that I hadn't learned anywhere else. And as I left that world of the trading and relationship building and meeting analysts, I went out and I started to look at what I wanted to do, and I used my network to discover my passion, which ended up being business coaching. And over the last 7 years, I've had about 1,000 people come through either as personal clients or through my workshops, and I just haven't stopped. I'm a firm believer in the power of networks, and I believe that people are just beginning to touch the tip of the iceberg about what's really possible with networks and strategic network building.
And that's exactly it, Chip. I think it has been out there, and we haven't been part of it because we believe in the traditional way of networking, you know, connecting with people at common interest events or, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, or just keeping it very local.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm for the benefit of the entire community, because we are worldwide. I mean, we had callers here from California to New York, Canada,
mm-hmm.
and it's about the social networking. And I really would like to then go into, what is this social media? What's the big deal about it?
Well, there's something that's, you know, the internet itself is a network. And you've noticed what started to happen with the revolution of information that's available to people, new ways for people to do business, new audiences for people to sell their products into. And I'm sure there's a lot of folks on the call or that will be listening to this recording that have been through seminars like that, that are leveraging that network. But what started to happen in the last several years is this emergence of people connecting with other people, sharing information, sharing photos, sharing personal communities, growing up, international communities growing up around special interest groups, and people being able to share information back and forth. And, you know, I watched this space pretty closely, and they're saying that there's a revolution going on, and it's really the rise of the individual as a function of their networks. So that's kind of the background of what's happening. And I don't know if you've been watching or not, but Microsoft invested recently in Facebook, which gave Facebook a $15 billion market cap.
Wow.
I'm going to say that again, a $15 billion market cap. That's when this starts to get interesting. You know there's something going on when Microsoft invests in a company that makes a little over $100 million a year to give it a $15 billion market cap.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's you're right, and you don't stop to think about these things because, I mean, but the numbers speak for themselves. Where are they headed with this?
Mm-hmm. I also saw recently an article. I read about this constantly. I saw an article saying that in the next 10 years, the amount of money that's going to be spent in social media will equal or be greater than what's currently being spent on traditional marketing and advertising.
Wow.
In 10 years. It's literally a revolution of what's happening in the world with the individual, and it's really about people's interests and relationships with people. So what social media does is it gives people tools to actually manage their relationships and be in relationship not only with the people that they know, but discovering whole new worlds of people that they never would have met any other way.
It gives me the chills, really does, Tip, because, you know, I could see my vision and dream come true of connecting people not only online, but then to create pockets around the world, and it's possible. It just seems so out there, and yet it's here,
well,
it's
yeah.
happening.
Not only is it possible, but it's happening on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, just the explosion of participation that's happening with people sharing their hopes, sharing their dreams, sharing their resources, connecting with the people they already know, and discovering connections to people and resources that they only dreamed they could have access to. It's really remarkable what's happening.
I agree, and which leads on to, you know, this, how do we apply it to our businesses individually? I know that when I was first introduced to you, it was something that, you know, it was like, oh, yeah, everybody keeps telling me, join LinkedIn. Well, what is it? I mean, could you explain
yeah.
this to people?
Yeah. So the first place is you really got to figure out what you're trying to accomplish.
Yes.
All of the things that are out there are really tools. People get excited about services like LinkedIn and Facebook and MySpace and Rise and Friendster. And you know, at last count, there was a list. I think there were 1,600 social networking sites, and they're exploding every day. But the thing that is so interesting to me about LinkedIn, given my background, given the relationships that I built over a long period of time, is that LinkedIn is about business people. It's about business people connecting with their own networks, the one they currently have, with the relationships that they've built over their entire lifetime, and then being able to graphically see 2-3 layers deep where those connections go. So as you begin to get clear about where you want to go with your business, you can start to use a tool like LinkedIn. If you have a well-built LinkedIn profile and a well-built LinkedIn network, there you are literally 2 people away from any resource that you need to grow your business. And I mean any resource you need. Now, I get really excited about this.
Yeah.
It gets a little overwhelming sometimes.
The opportunities can become obstacles. I'm sure they come your way all the time.
Uh-huh, all the time. Absolutely. So how this applies, you know, to someone who's got a small business is if you know what your business goals are and you begin to look at what kind of a network do you currently have, does your current network get you where you want to go? And if it doesn't, you've got some very clear action steps that you can take to help you unfold and build your network, the network you need to get where you want to go. And LinkedIn becomes an invaluable tool for you to do that.
I could see how, you know, at like I mentioned at the very beginning, most of us that have gone from the traditional now into the appeal of LinkedIn and how it can service or help our business. Could you give an example on how this has helped you?
Oh, absolutely. I'll give you a perfect example. So one of my the past participants of my client in my courses, hooked up with me on LinkedIn, and I saw in his network that he was connected to a gentleman who does marketing training for attorneys. Well, I asked him about the person. He said, oh, my gosh, that would be a perfect person for you to connect with. And right now we're in negotiations for him to sell my programs into the, his base of 450,000 attorneys nationwide.
Whoa.
The potential of that for my business is in the neighborhood of about $8 million over the next 5 years.
Okay, I get it.
For one relationship.
Yes.
And that's someone I never would have met, ever.
And it came to you because of the connection you made, and you saw their connection.
Exactly.
Wow.
It lets me be proactive about my network building instead of hoping and praying. You know, I'm a big believer in synchronicity, and I'm a big believer in the law of attraction, but I'm also a big believer in get whatever tools you can get to make yourself successful, period. And, you know, LinkedIn just happens to be one of those tools.
Yes. And so, you know, with all the talk about, again, back into the social networks, there's talk of, you know, are you part of Facebook, part of LinkedIn, part of this, part of that, and then there's blogging.
Uh-huh.
How does this fit into that as well?
Well, if you think about building brands, how brands are built, they're really about a customer experience.
Yes.
And the interaction that you have with your customer and that your customer has with you and the experience that they have with you. One of the key pieces of that is that you've got a continual flow and touch with your potential clients and your evangelists, people who speak highly about you, write about you, those kinds of things. Where a well-placed blog strategy comes in is, you know, your LinkedIn account gets you, helps you get positioned in your networks. And a blog, which, by the way, in LinkedIn you can connect directly to your blog. Well, a blog allows you to have an ongoing conversation with you, not with your current clients, with your past clients, with your potential clients, with your evangelists. It puts you out there into the internet space and lets you be found because people are out there looking for what you have. So the way that blogs work is a lot like the way that a well-built LinkedIn profile works is that the search engines love new content. So they'll go out and they'll find you the keywords that are associated with you, and you'll start to come up in Google searches and MSN searches, in Yahoo searches, and all of a sudden you now have a presence out there where you didn't have a presence before. And your brand building and your relationship building. You know, fundamentally networks, networking, network building, strategic network development is all about relationships. And how do you foster relationships with the people in your network? Mm. And these are all tools, when you understand them, that will allow you to, you know, Alex Mendozian talks about this, about a constantly touching and making offers and attracting and joint ventures. It's about customer, how your customer having an experience of the value that you deliver. You can be a top-notch trainer and not have a big enough audience. So part of what, you know, what this branding is about its audience building. Listen, having people understand what you have to say and be able to find you so they can hear what you have to say. That's kind of how it fits in.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm a big fan of marketing and using just relationship building. It's all about relationships. Somebody once told me that it's not even about sales. It's about the relationship, how you dance with, the relationship and the customer. It's like going out on a date. I think somebody from the M4 groups that I've met, somebody said, When you're in sales, it's like going out on a date. You know if the relationship's going to be good, the energy's there, the chemistry's there. People know you. People love to be with those like-minded. And I could see how a blog then can create that relationship because people get to see what you're all about. Mm-hmm. And having a profile that links it to that makes it much more appealing than if you just had kind of a resume online, which anybody can do. But just how
yeah.
you personalize it. Is this where you're going?
Well, it's not only that. Yes, that's exactly where I'm going. And this is something that most people have no idea about LinkedIn, is that LinkedIn publishes every single one of those profiles to the search engines. So people have no idea that if they put up a crappy profile or that there's no activity in their account,
yeah.
that they are actively killing their searchability on the web.
Oh, wow.
So when you have a really well-built profile and you're really working on your network and using the tools that are inside of LinkedIn to manage your relationships, which, you know, we talk about in the training that we do how to do that, is that your activity and you're findable, and the trust and authority that's affiliated with LinkedIn, you start to come up number one and number two for searches on your name. People don't know that.
No.
There's a lot of things people don't know about LinkedIn. The biggest thing that I hear, I'm out teaching in my business community here in Phoenix. The biggest thing that I hear is, oh, yeah, I got onto LinkedIn a year or two ago, and I got a couple of connections. Did you do anything with your profile? Nah. Are you doing anything with LinkedIn itself? No, but I got a couple connections. Well, it's like any tool.
Right.
If you don't know how to use the tool and leverage the tool, you miss the enormous opportunity that's there. And there are also key things about LinkedIn that if you do wrong can get you shut off and kicked off, you know, one of the fastest growing business-to-business networks out there. And remember, a $15 billion valuation for Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And LinkedIn is growing faster than Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah.
So could you just, clearly this is an introductory seminar or teleseminar on LinkedIn. Could you explain to people just the fundamentals or basics on how these social networking works? What I mean by that is kind of a walkthrough, because some of the people who will be on the call, I know, just got introduced to it. Some have been lingering. Some may have, like I did, you know, five people on it and wasn't doing anything with it. Then can you just say, give them an overview of where to get started?
You bet. So I'll start at the very most basic. Basically, LinkedIn is a tool. And it's a tool that reflects or has the potential to reflect the networks that you already live in the middle of. And as you're out there building relationships and meeting people, let's say that you go to this M4 event and you're meeting people, what usually happens to those contacts?
They fall off.
Yeah. As time goes by, the relationship disappears because you had a peak experience with them, maybe even over a year. But then you went to an event, you connected with them, you had a fantastic experience. But over time, those disappear. What LinkedIn does is it allows you to connect with people, and it's constantly feeding back what's going on in their business. You know, if you're updating your profile as your business changes, everyone in your network that you're connected to is notified of what's going on. So instead of having this discrete event back there in the past where you connected with someone once or twice and had a fantastic peak experience where you had a relationship, you now have an opportunity over the rest of your lifetime to build and deepen relationships with those people, to delve into opportunities far beyond whatever, you know, event that you're at. Not only that, but when you do the work to put together a great profile and really begin to start to strategically build your network and start to look for the people to connect to, you'll find you already have everything you need right there in your network. But people don't think about their networks as networks. They think of themselves as individuals. And there's an individual over there, and they're individuals acting with one another. And there's a degree to which that's true. But if you look at the more successful people, or even the most successful people, what do they do well? They've built strong networks, and they realize, I'm sure Jay Abraham talked about this in building joint ventures and strategic alliances, you don't get successful alone. But we don't manage for the fact that we're not alone. How we manage ourselves is that we're alone against the world. LinkedIn lets you manage yourself as a function of your network. It's a tool that unlocks the value that's right there in front of you at all times if you know what you're doing. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And what would be the difference then between, because you said LinkedIn is business to business and Facebook is, what is the difference?
Well, Facebook started off as a college. It was an application designed for college kids to interact with one another. And that's primarily the audience that's on Facebook. And I think it's about two-thirds women was the latest demographic I've seen. And so you've got these kids who are going through and having these experiences at college, and they're sharing back and forth, and they can talk about their moods, and they can talk about and join groups and really affiliate. But as they move out into the professional world, where they're going is LinkedIn. Why is that? Well, because that's a business-to-business network, and your social personal network is often a little bit different than your business network. The things that were important to you in college are not the things that are important to you in the business world.
That's right.
So they have different flavors. And some people out there might be on Rise, which is for network marketers. Some people may be on Friendster, which is very big in Europe. Some people might be in eCademy, which is very big in Europe. So there are different networks, but they're all there for different things.
Yes, and so it's important to distinguish, especially for those on the call, is where do they best fit in? I mean, most of us are on this journey of business development.
Mm-hmm.
So LinkedIn would be their best bet, or are there any other social networking players out there?
Well, there are new ones emerging. Yeah, there are new ones emerging every day. But if you're looking for the 800-pound gorilla in the space, it's LinkedIn.
Okay.
People are watching what's happening at LinkedIn. There was a buzz at that conference that you were at LinkedIn for a reason.
Right.
It's because people are actually starting to get it. Now, when I say they're starting to get it, I mean they're only really, the first few snowflakes on an enormous iceberg.
It's
the
true.
Opportunity is enormous. Yeah.
It's definitely true. Like I said, I was able to connect. I'm able to be I took your first webinar, and I was able to connect with a lot of people already in my network, in my Outlook file.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, well, there are a lot more people out there. And then I started connecting with them and seeing the people in their networks and starting to connect, but not leveraging fully. Because you're right, it's a tool, and we need to know how to use it, because it does take some time.
It does, absolutely. I will tell you that it took me a year to fully understand LinkedIn. I spent a year in the background, in the space, researching, reading, and taking a lot of my own personal time to get down and understand. See, with my background as a business coach and a business development trainer, I have a different set of eyes that I look at LinkedIn. And look to, like, how can you use this to position yourself in your markets? How can you use this to create relationships with your clients? How can you use this to drive value for your clients? Think about this. If you've got a well-built network, let's say that how LinkedIn works is you upload your contacts into LinkedIn. You can see who's already in LinkedIn and invite them to join your network. You can strategically invite the right people to join your network. And as you're connecting with people, you start to see who they're connected to, and you can do very powerful searches and grow your network, right?
Right.
So in terms of business development, the biggest opportunity here is there are 16 million people. That's more people than in Finland.
Yes.
that use LinkedIn. The average person on LinkedIn has about $120,000 income. They've been in their job for 15 years. They're high level. They're people who are professionals looking to connect with other professionals.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if that's the demographic that you're looking to go after, or you're looking to partner with someone in that demographic, the real opportunity there is in partnerships.
Uh-oh.
You know, you and I connected almost a year after Train the Trainer, right?
Right.
And I approached you because I thought I had something of value for you and your clientele, and now we're working together to help get the message out there and to help people get trained right out the gate.
Right.
Right? So rather than, you know, spend a year learning the system, you know, we've got a series of workshops that we put together. You know, the first one is 2.5 hours, the second is 2.5 hours, and the third is 2.5 to 3 hours. And it's really about how do you build it, how do you strengthen it, and how do you leverage it. So that's kind of the background, the opportunity that I see with LinkedIn. And it's true that you could spend a year and learn what I've learned.
Well, no, thank you. I thank you for spending the year because clearly we're all very busy implementing or at least working on multiple streams of income. And clearly this is one to leverage because, again, it's about strengthening that community, really leveraging who we meet because, I mean, how many times have I gone to networking events? I come home with 10, 20 cards, and I just put them on the side. Sometimes I'll just send them an email to say, nice to meet you, but that it ends there.
Yes.
And here.
And that's actually the bane of small business.
Yeah.
There's no real system to use and build and follow up with the people in your network. And LinkedIn is rapidly becoming that.
Yeah, so now that we know what we can do with LinkedIn, what should we not do with LinkedIn? You mentioned it can actually cost you by doing the wrong profile or not being active on it.
There are some pitfalls that you need to avoid. The number one thing that you'll find, if you're not careful, is that if you use LinkedIn like the marketers out there are trying to use lists, not only will you be shut down, but you'll be banned from the community.
Mm.
Not only that, but you'll actually alienate the people on the system. So using social networks is a completely different ballgame than the direct mail marketing, than email marketing. And by abusing that system, there have been very big people who've been kicked out of LinkedIn and made a whole big fuss about it, and they're now missing the boat and the opportunity that LinkedIn is. So you got to be very careful not to abuse. You got to know the rules. You know, there's actually an attorney that I trained, and one of his tagline is, if you want to know the game or you want to play the game, you got to know the rules. So get very familiar with the rules around LinkedIn. And again, we cover that in our first workshop, the hands-on workshop, the basic.
Yes.
And several other pitfalls that you can fall into that can really get you shut down fast. So you want to make sure that you know the rules and follow the rules.
Yeah, you know, obviously LinkedIn is LinkedIn.com. We're starting to get more and more questions. And I want to remind everyone that on the PureMomentum.com website, upper right-hand corner, you find the link to this teleseminar where you click on today's Discover the Power of LinkedIn. There's a Q&A form where you can submit questions, and we will be addressing them shortly. But some questions coming in are like, where do you get LinkedIn? How much does it cost? How much work is it involved to create a profile?
Okay, great. You want me to just go down and nail those really quick?
Sure.
Okay, where do you go to get LinkedIn? It's www.linkedin.com. And here's the great thing. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Now, they do have a business upgrade. I've been on the system for several years now and have not used the business upgrade. I've got all of these opportunities that show up on my door every day are showing up out of my use of the free system. What does it take to build a good profile? Number one, you got to know what you're using it for. Number two, you got to have it crystal clear what you want and what you're looking for. And number three, you got to put some thought into the experience that you want to have people have. You know, if you're in front of your computer right now, you can actually go to LinkedIn and search for Raymond Chip Lambert. And you'll see on my profile that I'm very clear about what I'm looking to get out of LinkedIn, how I want to use LinkedIn, and what the kinds of relationships that I'm looking to build. And that clarity is what's drawing people to me like a magnet. Now, in our hands-on workshop, we address some of the key things that you want to do in your profile so that, you know, you can get it done in a couple of hours instead of taking a year to get it right. However, you know, those are really the key things. Know what you're using it for and have it be crystal clear in your profile. That may take you a couple of hours to actually sit down and do that work. But once it's done, as your business grows and changes, you can be constantly refining that. And by the way, when you're refining it, the search engines love new content. So when LinkedIn publishes the changes that you've made, the crawlers come back and they see that you have new content and your ranking goes up.
Yeah.
Very powerful stuff.
It is. I mean, I'm just seeing your profile on LinkedIn. For those of you that were still looking, is Raymond Chip Lambert, LAMBERT. And it's clear. I mean, you have a completed version. Fabrice tells me there's a power link to Chip's profile on the website where you connected in the first place on their Fear Momentum teleseminars. But you could see how clearly it is delivered, what he's up to, and just the credibility that you have established by having people recommend you.
Oh, yeah. I'm now working with the key chambers of commerce in the Phoenix metropolitan area because of that. You know, they've been hearing about what we've been doing. But as they started to explore and they saw the kinds of responses that people are writing about our workshops and what's starting to happen in their business and what's starting to happen to their how they're getting positioned and what's opening up, and they start reading the testimonials. Listen, that does more work than I could ever do to move my market. You could be the best speaker in the world, but a third-party testimonial talking about how what you do made a difference for them is one of the most powerful things you can do. Now, of course, people on this call will, and the people who will be listening to this call will know that because they've been, you know, if they're connected with Peer Momentum, they've been trained. They know this.
Yeah.
But imagine if you've got a system that's constantly putting that out to the search engines, so not only that they know it, but their markets know it.
That's right. Word of mouth, which is something you teach, and leveraging that, it's the way to go.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, the LinkedIn is really just the beginning of what I teach. I teach a whole series of programs on network building, business development. I work with people who have an established business, an established book of business, and what they're looking to do is really leverage what they've spent the last several years building. So attorneys, CPAs, chiropractors, entrepreneurs, salespeople who have books of business. They know how to sell. They already get that. They have a good understanding of marketing, but they have no idea how to unlock the value of their networks. Well, LinkedIn is a beautiful jumping-off point to begin to leverage your networks, which is why I'm so excited about it, because it's literally transforming my clients' lives. It's transforming their bank accounts. It's transforming our community here in Phoenix. You know, I'm keeping track of the economic impact that our students are having. And over the last 3 years, we've had close to $1 billion worth of impact in the Phoenix market. My students. It's extraordinary.
Well, you know, just seeing and you putting it out there, I mean, clearly it's an engine, it's a tool that speaks for you because people will endorse you. And we know that endorsements and recommendations and just people sharing their results, I mean, this is all about results. People are, you know, it's becoming you basically solve people's problems, and that is the number one, is connecting and ensuring that what they do has value. And I like to go with some of the questions that are starting to come in, Chip, so that we stay within our time frame. I have here Carmel from Quebec. She says, is it available in French or used by people from Quebec, you know, or what would you recommend up there?
Right now, from what I understand, the site is primarily in English.
Primarily in English.
So the only recommendation I could make is if you're not a native speaker, is to contact LinkedIn and let them know you're interested. Because there's plenty of interest there. It's just as a market, is your voice being heard? Are you speaking as the market? The more that the information and the feedback that they get that there's a market there, you can bet they'll open it up.
Right. I mean,
but that's a great question. Thank you.
There's a source called Viadeo, Viadeo. Have you heard of that one?
I've seen it. I haven't really looked into it yet.
Okay.
Share with me.
Because Fabrice uses that one in French. You know, for family in France, that's been his source so far.
Okay, great. This is the power of a network. And I want to illustrate this. Because that's brilliant. That's actually one of the features, by the way, in LinkedIn is questions and answer. So imagine asking a question and putting it out to 16 million people, the kind of response that you'd get back. We have, you know, whatever sample of people that we have on this call, and in under 3 seconds, there's an answer to somebody's question that I didn't have an answer to. This is the beauty of a network. You don't have to know. Your network knows. You just have to be willing to ask and be clear about what you're asking for so you get clear responses back.
You can place a request like that?
The questions and answers.
We teach
in the LinkedIn 301, which is just about to be released, we talk about questions and answers and using questions and answers to position yourself in your market as an expert in terms of asking questions as well as, now, how many people on this call have heard about the Ask campaign, Alex Mendozian's Ask campaign?
Yeah.
Imagine putting out a question to 16 million people and getting questions and feedbacks back from your perfect client.
Oof. You can build a whole business around that.
Yes, you can, and there are people who are doing just that. But they're not doing it by mass marketing. They're doing it by relationship marketing.
There you go.
It's a very different ballgame.
It truly is. I just want to remind everyone that is on the call to use the website to submit questions and use the link section of the teleseminar page to submit it. There's a question here from Linda. Linda in Sebastopol, how do I use LinkedIn to promote my business services and products? Any advice as to who you should not invite? Any value in inviting folks to your connections that you really don't know?
Well, there's a big debate about that that goes on around LinkedIn. LinkedIn itself, the position that LinkedIn takes is that LinkedIn is a network for close connections so that you can leverage your close connections. Now, there's a whole contingent of people out there who call themselves open networkers. And those open networkers are creating all kinds of business opportunities. So the answer to your question is, it depends upon what you're trying to accomplish. Now, if I was the CEO of a small company and I wanted to get my name out there and get myself positioned in my market, I might be more open to building a wide and broad network. But if I was the CEO of Ford, how open am I going to be connect with everybody out there, all those 16 million members?
Right.
Probably not. You know, part of it depends on your current level of influence, and part of it depends upon what you're trying to accomplish. LinkedIn itself is about you as an individual. How you use LinkedIn to position your products and services is you talk about you, what you're looking to accomplish, and then use the system itself to send people to your websites, to specific landing pages. It's really about what you're looking to position and how well you execute it without stepping outside and making the kinds of mistakes that can get you shut down.
Yeah. Here, furthering on from Linda, is what about interests, like just professional interests, or what about groups using logos instead of just names? What is the more the better?
No, and not necessarily. Again, it depends upon how you're positioning yourself. If you're positioning yourself to be wide open for anything, and this goes to what I teach in my business development intensive, there are various levels that a business is at, and at various levels, there's a various strategies that you use. If you're just starting out with a new product or service and you don't have an existing customer base, you're going to be prospecting. You're going to be wanting to make yourself as widely available to get a good sense of who it is that your product or service appeals to, what kind of pricing that they're willing to pay. You're going to be doing a lot of testing. If you've already got a large book of business, you're being much more selective and strategic about the network that you're building and what groups you belong to, right?
Right.
So it's really... it depends upon where you are in your business. Now, there are people out there who think it means something that you've got a bunch of badges, that you've got a bunch of groups. But if you look, my groups are very specific. I'm targeting very specific audiences. You know, the University of Arizona, they graduate 10,000 people a year. I'm a U of A grad. You know, there are lots and lots of U of A grads that use LinkedIn. It's an already existing association for me. Sorry, I'm rambling. Go ahead.
No, but it's really all about focus. I see what Linda's point is, because as newcomers, we think, well, I just invited over 100 members of the mastermind group from Jay Abraham to join, because we're all small business owners. So it's a focus, but then again, it's not honed into, well, my specialty is in business consulting and marketing. Do I want to be among like-minded, or do I, do I go broad because they may need my services?
Mm-hmm.
So for her, I think her business is in, she posted it here, services and products. So how would you go about it?
Can you ask, Linda, can you tell us what kind of services and products, because a vague question gives a vague answer. So if you could be more specific, I can give you a more specific answer.
Sure. Let's hope she plugs that back in. There's another one here from Cheryl in Oakland. It says, I have had a profile up on LinkedIn a bit over a year and have been following the new media social networking trend quite closely. I know I'm not taking enough advantage of the opportunities. It seems to me that there are more employers, job seekers on LinkedIn than small business owners. My network is quite developed, but I haven't leveraged myself appropriately. Could you speak more about how a communications consultant, performance improvement trainer, without a PhD, could be a more proactive LinkedIn?
Absolutely. Number one, make sure that your client, you've got, and this I teach in my business development intensive. Number one, be absolutely clear who your perfect client is and put it in your profile. Number two, promote the hell out of your profile in your signatures, on your website, to everyone that you meet. Take a look at my profile on LinkedIn. Number two, in your LinkedIn, say, I am looking for these specific people, these kinds of companies in this demographic. If you know somebody, please send me an email. And then, with all the people that you're connected to, pick up the phone and ask them if they'll help you and if they know any of these people. You can also look into their networks if they've got those network contacts open and viewable. You can look in and see, or even do a search on LinkedIn for the companies that you're trying to do business with. You can research the different industries. You can look and see who knows exactly the specific person that you need to get into contact with. Pick up the phone and ask them to refer you to that person or introduce you to that person or take you to lunch. It's about taking real-world relationship-building tools and using the technology to uncover the opportunities that you're sitting on top of right now already. I promise you, I've taught this for 7 years. We've had $1 billion worth of impact. That's why I'm so excited. All of my new students I've been putting through the LinkedIn training. I'm creating wizards.
Oh, watch out. I love it. Just want to remind everyone that you can find Chip's LinkedIn link on the teleseminar page on the Pure Momentum website. Linda has replied. It says, Linda's primary product, newsletter and article services for coaches, therapists, and others. So she provides newsletter and article services. This is pretty cool.
Oh, perfect. So here's what you do, Linda, is that you get in, number one, build your network. Connect with the people you already know. Number two, start to do searches on the word coach. There's a keyword search. Find coach. Number three, begin to ask to be introduced to these people and talk to them and let them know what you're looking to do. You're going to find all kinds of offline resources as well, like the ICF. Imagine if you created a relationship with the International Coaching Federation to become a joint partner on their website, letting all the coaches out there know that you've got writing services, newsletter services available to them, solving one of their most problematic headaches. They're looking for content. They're looking for ways to build and deepen their relationships with their clients and their potential clients, and you solve that problem for them. You can use LinkedIn to find your way into. That's just one association. There are thousands of associations that you could be out there positioning yourself with and bringing money in like you cannot even begin to imagine.
Well, I mean, I just did a search on coach right here, and in my showing the first 500 users in your network matching my criteria, and I just typed in coach.
Yeah, and you can even, if you wanted to just start small, because, like, the opportunity is overwhelming. Why people don't do this is because they're scared to death of what would happen if they got that much business.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other conversation.
That's right. That's a good problem to have.
You can. The thing about LinkedIn is there are so many tools in there, it's hard to cover that's why we've got, 10 hours of training. There's so many tools in there and so many ways to use this thing to uncover the nuggets in your network that, I can only, thank you, by the way, Linda, for being very specific. Because the more specific you get, the more terrific the results you get.
Absolutely.
And I hope that answered your question.
Well, thank you, Chip. There's one more here from Tyler in Santa Rosa. It says, what are the future features of LinkedIn? Do you know?
I can tell you that what's happening is that they just partnered up with Google and a lot of the other social media companies.
Oh.
In what's called Open Social.
Okay.
And Open Social is going to begin to allow other applications to be developed to move back and forth between social media applications so that you can really start to feel the heartbeat of your market. You'll be able to watch the key things. Right now, they're kind of all disconnected. What Open Social is going to do is it's going to bring it all together, let it talk with each other, and there are going to be millionaires made overnight by people who figure out how to position themselves with their markets and provide exactly the kind of value that their markets are looking for real time, right now, and all these other social media applications are going to converge. You know, the mantra that's going on right now in this space is the internet is the platform. Everything else can be built on the platform. But, you know, there's been these operating system wars going on. That's going to go away. It's really the internet becoming the platform. And the more open that the networks are, that people can come in and out, the more valuable they become.
Yes. Well, you know, I just want to remind everyone, because we're getting a lot of demand for where is Chip's profile. Again, it's on the puremomentum.com website. It's Discover the Power of LinkedIn, upper right-hand corner. There are power links, and Chip's profile is the first one on that power link.
And you can also, if you can also go to www.linkedin.com/in/Raymond Chip Lambert. And I'll say it again. It's www.linkedin.com/in/Raymond Chip Lambert. No spaces. You'll also be able to see my blog there, and I invite you all to subscribe to my blog, because I'm writing a lot about this whole space and about business development and how these things impact business development. And you can, you know, stay abreast of what's happening and communicate with me. Even if you never end up doing business with me, it's my intention always to bring value to the people that I interact with. And that's definitely there in that blog.
Oh, cool. Really cool.
You see what I just did?
Yes, I know what you just did. You just extended your network, and it's genius.
Yep,
because we could all learn from it.
Yep, very good. You can also invite me to join your network on your link. If you've got a LinkedIn profile, you know, my email is there, right there in my LinkedIn profile. Send me an email. Tell me why you want to connect with me and how I can help you.
Absolutely.
I don't connect with people who send me just generic invites, but I do connect with people who are interested in communicating with me.
And that drives me to another question that has come in about inviting people. There's a question here. Why do some people block their network? What is the advantage or disadvantage of doing this?
There are people who, frankly, they don't know what the hell is going on in the space. So they close themselves off. There are people who are very busy.
Yes.
And they don't want to be contacted other than by people that they already know. So they send invitations. They don't accept invitations. Again, it all depends upon what you want, what you're building. This is about the rise of the individual as a function of network. So people are building their networks the way that they want to build them.
Yeah.
That's why that's happening.
There's a question here from Paul Guerrero in Phoenix, your neighbor. He says, LinkedIn be useful for a real estate investor who is either looking for buyers, investment capital, hard money, property management, general contractors, etc.?
Yes, and yes.
Paul, LinkedIn to Chip. You guys are neighbors. You guys should connect.
As a matter of fact, the VCs and investors have a very large presence on LinkedIn. Why? Because this is where the action is happening. This is where people are investing. Paul, you didn't hear at the beginning, Facebook has a $15 billion valuation right now. That's insane.
That is insane.
This is where people are flocking.
Clearly, we've talked about it as a community coming in with a profile to build a relationship. There's a very good question here from Reggie Hencard in Novato. He says, I'm an author and a speaker and a network marketer. How can I use LinkedIn to promote my services? So we know that we have to be very careful, but at the same time, we can promote this, right?
Listen, it's all about your profile and how you set your profile up, and how you can send people from your profile to your landing pages. LinkedIn is not about promotion like P.T. Barnum kind of promotion. It's about social positioning. It's about network building. If you're in network marketing, you know that the quality of your network defines the quality of your income. There's no difference here. That get on a soapbox and promote to everybody will get you shut off and shut down in LinkedIn. You've got to be subtle, and you've got to have a really good strategy on how you're going to position yourself and with whom. And the more that you do that, and there are all kinds of tools inside of LinkedIn to do that, the more that you do that, the more effectively you do that, the more LinkedIn will work for you.
Which leads on to this really good question, which should close us in, Chip. It says, Chip, I own an executive search firm. I would like to use my LinkedIn network and greatly expand it for two purposes. One, to build our business, and two, to recruit top quality candidates in a shorter amount of time. Suggestions.
Uh-huh.
Can you please also tell us how to access your more in-depth LinkedIn courses?
Absolutely. So, as a matter of fact, I've got a special offer for you for taking time tonight. If you go to the website, networknetworth.com, and click on LinkedIn training, you'll see what we've got scheduled for the remainder of the year for our LinkedIn 101, LinkedIn 201, and LinkedIn 301 courses. For the people who are on this call, we're offering a 25% discount for any of the courses that are up there right now offered until the end of this year. And then there will be an ongoing offer for the people who are listening to this as a recording later on the Pure Momentum website, where they'll be able to follow up. But for those of you who are on the call tonight, our beginning LinkedIn course is $49. Our LinkedIn 201 course is $89. Our LinkedIn 301 course, which we're launching here in the next couple of weeks, is $129. We're not talking about an enormous amount of investment for the opportunity to come across, you know, deals that could be worth $8 million to you or more.
Yeah.
And, you know, the people who are using LinkedIn and know how to use LinkedIn are the ones who are positioning themselves to make money from these networks. So, you know, I'm going to encourage you to take the opportunity to look at these programs. If they're appropriate for you, you can make them work. Fantastic. If not, I understand and appreciate the time that you spent here tonight. But this offer is good for until the end of December, and then there'll be a new offer on the website after December for the classes that start in January.
And I can tell you guys, it was really worth it. I spent 2 good hours there, and I can tell you those were really a stretch for me. But it was
Can you share what's happened with your profile?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I went from not having one to having one, and all of a sudden discovering that in my Outlook profile or Outlook database, I had over 20 or 30 people who were already LinkedIn. I connected with them, which, you know, I had not spoken to them in months sometimes, some years. And then all of a sudden there was this connection again, reignited. So that was cool. And then now, you know, with groups that I keep meeting, I'm putting them in LinkedIn because it's the only way they're going to see my evolution or my progress. And so I can't wait for the second class already to see how I can start creating groups or becoming part of groups so that I can continue promoting my mission with Pure Momentum and with my Spanish-speaking website. I need to find Spanish-speaking professionals now. And, you know, you could see it. Fabrice put in my profile next to yours, Chip, so people can join mine too. But that's I thank you because it's made a difference for me in just staying alive in people's hearts and minds.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
But I'd like to. There's some few more questions here.
Yep.
Do you have a minute?
I've got time. Yeah, I've
excellent.
Got time.
There's Linda, who is our newsletter and article coach and writer. Says, is there a rate for all three courses? Woohoo! We've got packages going here.
We haven't packaged them yet because we haven't launched the 301 yet.
Okay.
Here's what I'll do. If you want a package offer, send me an email. My information is in my LinkedIn profile.
Yes.
And you can find my LinkedIn profile through the link there. If you want a package offer to do all three the programs, I will do that for you.
Yes, that's my buddy.
I'll come up with it tonight and get it out to you. But you got to email me tonight if you want to take advantage of all three courses at once.
Well, make it irresistible, Chip, and we'll post it on the website.
Awesome. And then if you do want to do just like the 101, the discount code to get the 25% discount is PEER, P-E-E-R.
Oh, good. That's easy.
Yep.
So basically, I'll reiterate to everyone who's on the call who just came in or who may have come in halfway, you can find all of Chip's connection and just links on the PeerMomentum.com website, upper right-hand corner, Discover the Power of LinkedIn. You can find power links on the left. On the right-hand side, there's Chip's profile. You can find his contact information there. We will be posting his package deal on the website as well. And again, in his company name, networktonetworth.com, you can find more of the training materials there. And if you put in that you're part of Peer Momentum, he's offering a discount to our community.
Uh-huh. And the other thing that I want to say, if you will allow me,
yes.
I'm looking to expand. I'm looking for partnerships.
Good.
I'm looking for people that have connections to networks, that if the value of that network got unlocked, miracles would happen. That's what I'm interested in. So if you participate with that, you know people who participate with that, please get into contact with me. I'll make it worth your time. Very good. I'm sorry. Thanks, Claudia. I appreciate it.
No, but that's very good. I'm all about your growth because it's just abundance. So we speak the same language. Last question here. from Mackin McDonald. He says, I'm in a movie that will premiere in Hollywood December 6th on the power of mentorship. Ooh, how fun. What
brilliant.
Two ideas you have on how I can promote the movie. clearly, you're a marketer. We're both marketers. I say you YouTube it and you spread it like fire, but what do you have to say to that?
Here's what I would say. I wouldn't use LinkedIn to do that for such a short term event. Here's what I would do. I would have you contact the mavens in your network. And if you don't know what mavens look like, go to Barnes & Noble. Pick up The Tipping Point and by Malcolm Gladwell and read about mavens. You don't even have to buy the book. Just go read about mavens. You've got mavens in your network. Talk to the mavens in your network and have them get the word out for you. Hmm. That's how you're going to promote it and build buzz.
Absolutely.
The other thing is look and see who you have naturally in your network right now who has a vested interest in that message getting out and partner up with them.
I say you call us right away, buddy. We're all about mentorship and people helping people. So one last question here from Shamala. She says, just a specific question. Shamala provides green pet products.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've talked about building up the profile and not directly selling, but with the power of searches, you can find other retailers in specific industries.
Yes, yes, yes.
So what would you recommend her?
I would recommend her to get in there and start playing with it.
Okay.
Start playing with keyword searches, just like you would with Google. But here's the thing about this, is that you know that you've got people who are actively looking to build their network and build their relationships. That's what people who are on LinkedIn are doing.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Mr. Chip, I am great.
Uh-oh, did we lose you?
I'm sorry, I got cut off here. I think that we all got a lot of value. I know we did. It was just a lot of fun having this with you. I went into your networktonetworth.com website, and the next webinars are here. So everybody, the LinkedIn 101, there is one December 6th and December 20th. So get on with it, guys, and get started. It's better now than later.
And the January LinkedIn 201 workshop,
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and extend the 25% discount on that one as well.
Thank you.
And it's already programmed in. So,
it is.
And if you want the special offer, email me and we'll get you taken care of. Or
absolutely.
Go back to the Pure Momentum website.
Wonderful, Chip. Excellent. Well, thank you, everybody, for being on the call. Stay tuned for further news on Chip's success. We will definitely profile you, Chip, because you bring a lot of value and you connect people, and that's what we stand for. It's people helping people. So thank you, everyone. Stay tuned for our announcements on our Worldwide Book Club. We are working on the 4-hour work week with Timothy Ferris, and also we'll be having a teleseminar December 15th, I believe, on money and relationships, basically how to cope in your relationship and have those valuable discussions on money. And lastly, I was invited to be a telehostess for Greg Moore's The Quantum Monk, which has had a lot of just a lot of praise on the PureMomentum.com community and also out there in the Peak Potentials community. He's having a free teleseminar class tomorrow, for which you can find more details on the website. It's part of a teleseries, and I suggest you get on that first call and consider being on the other six he'll be having. Fabulous work on discovering your heart virtues. So, everybody, thank you so much. May you be enlightened and be powerful and get all you deserve. Thank you, Chip.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.